Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We welcome to the program once again Dr. Jeffrey Copeland, who is the Chief Medical Officer for Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital. Good evening, Doctor. Thank you for taking time out of your evening to join us here at WGN. Appreciate it.
Hey, John, and good evening to all our listeners. It's good to be back on the air with you.
312-981-7200 is the telephone number. That's 312-981-7200 for any questions relating to the current mask, COVID, vaccine, no vaccine, whatever that other thing was that they gave to animals, you know, whatever.
Ivermectin.
Last week, or was it? Yeah. I saw an article that said the Brookfield Zoo and the Lincoln Park Zoo are going to give COVID vaccinations to the animals. And I thought, we're just doing it backwards. They're getting the COVID, and the humans are getting the ivermectin, or whatever the heck that thing is called. What is that thing for, anyway?
Yeah, so ivermectin is a medication that's commonly used in animals to deworm the animal. So there's certain kind of parasites, worms that can be in cows and horses. There's a different kind of worm that can infect dogs. So ivermectin is effective in getting rid of those worms in animals.
Where did the idea that humans could benefit from it, who started that?
Yeah, so there happen to be narrow indications for the use of low doses of ivermectin in human beings, having nothing to do with viruses. So there was a study done in Australia that looked at a whole bunch of drugs and whether they had any effectiveness at decreasing viral replication with SARS-CoV-2, which is the COVID virus. And this one Australian study done in a test tube thought that there might be some effectiveness in decreasing viral replication using ivermectin. So that's where all this started. And around the world, John, there have been multiple studies, particularly in Latin America, looking at the effectiveness in people of ivermectin in people who have mild cases of COVID and some people who have severe cases of COVID. And no one anywhere in the world has been able to show that this medication is effective. So we know there's no study done anywhere in the world that says that it is effective. But for whatever reason, there are people out there who get this disinformation on social media that ivermectin indeed is effective in human beings. It's not. It absolutely is not.
I realize that, but I needed to have someone with the voice of authority to address that issue. 312-981-7200. Let's go to Suzanne, how are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
What's your comment or question?
My question is, I need to get an appointment with a specialist, a dermatologist. And when I called a few weeks ago, the soonest I could get in was like 6 weeks later. I went ahead and booked the appointment, and I've called back to see if there's been any cancellations. But is there any way to... I mean, this is something that I have that I really want looked at dermatology-wise, and now it's really starting to worry me that I'm waiting so long.
Yeah, so I would recommend, Suzanne, that you continue to call the office.
Okay.
And don't think you're bugging anybody. You're not. Just keep calling, saying, I need to get in. I assure you, they'll get you in.
I wondered if I should make an appointment with like just a general practitioner to have it looked at, and then could they expedite the process?
Now you'll run into the same problem. I would recommend that you just keep calling that dermatologist office and just let them know you're very concerned, and they'll find a way to get you in.
All right. Thank you for calling. You know, I found that, I don't know if this is COVID related or not, but doctor appointments seem to be rather, they're already booked up for weeks and weeks and weeks. So that's not unusual when I heard her say that she couldn't get in immediately, because I just think that's the way it is these days.
Yeah, you're right, John. There's the whole health care situation in the United States right now is very busy. All of our hospitals are busy, and not just with COVID. It's important that people understand that. All the normal things that we would see in any hospital, in all of our doctor's offices, our medical clinics, it's the same thing. Part of it is there's a lot of pent-up demand after the first year of the pandemic, when so many people were not going out and people were afraid to come to the doctor's office. So we're seeing a lot of that pent-up demand right now. Mm-hmm. So that's part of the reason why why it's so difficult to get an appointment.
Yeah, I remember, you know, this seems to be, it hasn't been around that long, yet it's been around long enough for me to forget about some of it. And I remember that back in the beginning, some optional surgeries, if that's the correct expression.
Yeah, elective
surgeries were not going to be done because they needed the room for COVID patients in the hospitals. So,
correct.
So obviously those people, I'm guessing, are back trying to get whatever procedure they wanted.
Correct. We have that. There's pent-up demand for elective surgery. A lot of normal preventive care, like annual physical exams, kids coming in for pediatric exams, all of that. There's just a lot of demand that's left from the first year of the pandemic. So we have to work all this through. It's going to take a while before we can catch up.
312-981-7200. It's Dr. Jeffrey Copen, Chief Medical Officer for Northwestern Medicine from the Lake Forest Hospital. Let's go to Sherry. You're on WGN. Hello.
Hi, John. How are you? Hi, Dr. Jeff. I'm going to just call you that.
Hello. Good.
That's quite all right. Okay. It's quite all right, Sherry.
Okay, great. I actually have three questions. I'll shoot them off to you. And then you pick or whatever, because Tom said limited time. So first question is there any, last year was the first year we got a flu shot because my mother insisted, is there any order in which we should get the annual flu shot and the, whenever we're eligible, the third, and ours was Pfizer vaccine? The second thing is, do you know anything of importance from the June release study in the UK that they mentioned that your third vaccine might need to be a mixed vaccine of manufacturers to be better? And lastly, do you remember there was a drug that was treated, I think it's sourced from trees, for cancer? My aunt has lymphoma. Anyway, and it was like tax or something, or tax was maybe 5 or 8 letters long. And do they still use it? I can't remember. But if you say the word, it'll ring a bell.
Are you thinking of Taxol?
That's it. Okay, because everybody I know that had it died.
We don't use that medication for COVID, but that medication still is around, and it still can be used in an effective thing, in an effective way for appropriate diseases. Now, thank you for asking about flu vaccines, because this is really important. Flu vaccines are now available for the seasonal influenza. They've been out now for about 2 weeks. And it's really, really important that people get the influenza vaccine. I would be saying that even if we were not in the middle of a COVID pandemic, it's important that people get influenza vaccine. You don't want to get influenza. We think about the flu as being this mild thing, and thankfully in most people it is. But there are still tens of thousands of people who die every year from influenza, and the influenza vaccine is quite effective in keeping that from happening. So everybody should get the influenza vaccine. Now, your question about which order to get the influenza vaccine. CDC has already come out and said you can get a third dose of the COVID vaccine if you're eligible for it now. And at the same time, you can also get the influenza vaccine. So that's really important. So should it turn out that somebody's going in to get the third dose of the vaccine for COVID, it's okay at the same time to also get influenza. They do not interact. It's not going to cause a problem. And you only have to go in one time to get it. So I was really pleased when CDC came out and said that, just because it's going to make it so much easier for everybody. Now, in terms of mixing and matching vaccines, you are correct that they've done several studies already in the UK. They're in the midst of doing, looking if there is an advantage that, let's say you got the Moderna vaccine, two doses of Moderna, would it make sense to get either the Pfizer or the Johnson & Johnson vaccine as your third, as your so-called booster? We don't know the results of those studies yet. They're ongoing. So I suspect that when FDA here in the United States comes out with the recommendation for boosters, and they're meeting this Friday, the FDA advisory committee, so we'll see what they come out and say. We'll know next week. My suspicion is they're going to recommend that we get the same vaccine that we got for the first two doses, if it's Pfizer or Moderna, get a third of what, either the Pfizer or the Moderna. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have to wait until Johnson & Johnson has submitted its data. But I suspect that we're going to hear the same thing. Get the Johnson & Johnson if you already received the first dose of Johnson & Johnson.
Thanks for the call. Glenn, stay on the line there. We're taking a break and then coming back with more questions and his answers. 312-981-7200 on WGN. 720 WGN, John Landecker with Dr. Jeffrey Copen, Chief Medical Officer for Northwestern Medicine Lake Forest Hospital. And if you got a question in the time remaining, 312-981-7200. Glenn, thank you for waiting, and you're on WGN. Hello.
Hello, thank you. I had the COVID in November. I'm totally recovered now. I had a blood test recently. The doctor still sees high levels of antibody within my blood and tells me not to get the vaccine, which is fine. My family and I want to travel overseas, and my kids are telling me, Dad, you got to get the shot to go overseas. So, Doc, I'm a little afraid if I got the antibodies now and I get the shot, am I going to, like, OD? Or should I just buy a fake vaccination card over the Internet?
Yeah, so, Glenn, yeah, don't get the fake vaccination card. You'll be like that lady that now, tried to get into Hawaii. And
now, listen, Glenn,
Moderna.
If you do, make sure all the words are spelled correctly, all right?
Okay. Yeah, so Glenn, I agree with your kids. I think you should get vaccinated. And this is a good opportunity. And frankly, you could go get the single dose of Johnson & Johnson. That together mm-hmm. with your natural infection will put you in a really good place. You'll have really good immunity. You'll be able to travel. You'll be able to travel safely. So, yeah, I would go ahead and get vaccinated if I were you.
As long as you're going to a country that'll let you in.
You recommend a single shot, then?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. It would just be easier for you to do that. You know, it'll be one shot and you'll be done.
Okay.
And you'll have very strong immunity if you go ahead and do that.
Thanks for calling, Glenn. Of course, you got to find a country that'll let you in. It's not, you know.
Yeah, John, we didn't ask Glenn where he was going.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some places are totally off limits. Can't get in. Sorry. Jim, you're on WGN. Hello.
Hey, John and Doc, thanks for doing this. Got a question for Doctor. When you mentioned earlier about getting the flu vaccine the same time you get the COVID vaccine, and I'm a pharmacist here, why, if you have a problem with one of the vaccines, how are you going to know which one caused the problem?
Yeah,
so I would never, I never give two vaccines at the same time. And I know CDC says okay to do it, but I never do that.
Yeah, so the reason CDC is recommending that is they want to make sure people get the two vaccines. And you and I both know you're a pharmacist. We know compliance can be a real problem. People not coming back for the second, coming back for the second vaccine. So when if somebody were to come in and say, I would like both the vaccines, if you were to counsel the patient, you know, I think we should just give you one and you should come back in a week or two to get the second one. As long as you believe that that person will come back and get the second vaccine, that's fine. But CDC just wants to make sure that people get both. Now, the other thing we know is the incidence of severe reaction to any of the three COVID vaccines or the influenza vaccine is extremely low. So the kind of reaction that you are talking about, where we really would want to know what the vaccine is, what which vaccine caused that reaction. Thankfully, now that, you know, around the world now, there's been over 5.5 billion doses, billion with a B, billion doses of COVID vaccine given. And we have a really good idea. And you know, this is a pharmacy, what the side effects are. So the severe side effects that we were concerned about when we first started are incredibly rare. And that's the reasoning that the CDC used when they say it's okay to get both vaccines. But again, if your preference is the administering pharmacist is not to do that, obviously that's okay too.
Thank you so much for the call. And Doctor, I want to once again thank you for taking time to answer questions from the WGN listeners. It's always very, very informative, and it's good to put the correct information out there from somebody who has a medical degree. I know it's a novel idea.
But John, all we can do is try, and I appreciate the opportunity to share what I hope is helpful information
to
our
listeners. It is. Thank you so much for being with us.